Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, teaching dogs new tricks. We'll learn tips on how to teach your dog different tricks and the benefits those tricks have for you and your dog. But first, are you thinking about adopting a dog? Pet Finder's weekly e-newsletter has a dog adoption checklist for you, and this is written by Sarah Kent. Congratulations on deciding to adopt a dog. You are embarking on a wonderful and rewarding relationship. Because adopting a new dog comes with a lot of changes for both dog and parent, we've compiled a checklist to help make the transition as smooth as possible. Questions for all adopters. Do you have any other dogs, and how will they react to a new pet? Is your current residence suited to a dog you're considering? How will your social life or work obligations affect your ability to care for a dog? Do you have a plan for your new dog during vacations and or work or travel? How do the people you live with feel about having a dog in the house? Are you or your spouse or partner or roommate intolerant of hair, dirt, and other realities of sharing your home with a dog, such as allergies? Do you or any of your household family members have health issues that may be affected by a dog? What breed of dog is the best fit with your current lifestyle? Is there tension in the home? Dogs quickly pick up on stress in the home, and it can exacerbate their health and behavior problems. Is there an adult in the family who has agreed to be ultimately responsible for the dog's care? Other considerations. What do you expect your dog to contribute to your life? For example, do you want a running and hiking buddy, or is your idea of exercise watching it on TV? If you're thinking of adopting a young dog, do you have the time and patience to work with the dog through its adolescence, taking housebreaking, chewing, and energy level into account? Have you considered your lifestyle carefully and determined whether a younger or older dog would be a better match for you? Can you train and handle a dog with behavior issues, or are you looking for an easygoing friend? Do you need a dog who will be reliable with children, or one you can take with you when you travel? Do you want a dog who follows you all around the house, or would you prefer a less clingy, more independent character? Size considerations. What size dog can your home accommodate? Will you have enough room if your dog grows to be bigger than expected? What size dog would suit the other people who live in or visit your home regularly? Do you have another dog to consider when choosing the size of your next dog? How big of a dog can you travel comfortably with? Dog costs. More likely than not, the adopting agency will charge a fee to help defray the cost of taking in homeless or lost animals. The adoption fee you pay will be a tiny fraction of the money you will spend over the life of your dog. You may need to pay for your adopted dog to be spayed or neutered before bringing him or her home. Some expenses are mandatory for all dogs, including food, of course, routine veterinary care, licensing according to local regulations, collars, leashes, and identification tags, basic grooming equipment and supplies. Other that expenditures may not be required, but are highly recommended are other expenditures, yes. Permanent identification, such as a microchip or a tattoo. Training classes, additional grooming supplies or professional grooming, depending on your new dog's needs. A spare collar or leash, a bed and toys, a crate or carrier, unexpected costs. Accidents and illnesses can result in costly emergency veterinary care, and recovery tools for finding a missing dog can include posters and rewards. A dog with special physical or behavioral challenges may require specialized professional support to overcome any obstacles these issues present. Time considerations. Dogs need to be fed 2 to 3 times a day, more often in the case of puppies, and need a constant supply of fresh water. A responsible dog parent should spend at least 1 hour per day giving direct attention to his or her dog. This may include training, exercising, grooming, and playing, or with cats, it may just be lap time on the couch. Dogs will need to be taken out to potty several times a day. A dog with an abundance of energy needs more time to exercise and interactive toys to keep them entertained. Dogs with long coats may need 20 minutes a day of grooming to prevent matting. Dogs with certain medical conditions may need additional attention, including specifically timed injections in the case of diabetic animals. Remember that adopted dogs may need additional bonding and reassurance time in the early weeks. Shopping checklist. It may be a good idea to wait until you select your new dog before you begin shopping for supplies. For example, some items, such as food and water bowls, or collars and harnesses, depend on the size of the dog you will be adopting. Also, be sure to find out which food your dog was eating in the shelter or foster home, so that you can provide the same in the beginning, again, to ease the transition. After the dog has settled in, talk with your veterinarian about switching to the food of your choice. Once you've selected your dog, here's a checklist of supplies you may need. Necessary items for dogs. Food and water bowls. Food canned and or dry. Collar, 4 to 6 foot leash. An ID tag with your phone number, hard plastic carrier or foldable metal crate, a dog bed, doggy shampoo and conditioner, nail clippers, canine toothbrush and toothpaste, brush or comb, depends on your dog's coat length and type, super absorbent paper towels, sponge and scrub brush, non-toxic cleaner, enzymatic odor neutralizer, plastic poop baggies. Biodegradable ones are the best, or a pooper scooper. Absorbent house training pads, a variety of toys, a ball, rope, chew toy, and puzzle toy are good starts. Variety of treats, such as small biscuits, larger raw hides, etc. First aid supplies, and baby gates. One or more is needed. And there you have it. Now, in Better Homes and Gardens, Doug Jimerson tells us about the 5 easy tricks to teach your dog. Dogs like to have fun, just like people. Help your dog both mentally and physically by teaching it some new tricks. One of the best ways to spice up your pet's life is to teach him or her some fun tricks. Trick training will stimulate your dog both mentally and physically and be an excellent way to bond with your best friend. Of course, all the tricks listed here are a lot easier to teach if your dog already knows basic obedience commands of sit, stay, and down. Once it has those commands conquered, trick training is a snap. As a general rule, training sessions should not last more than 10 minutes once or twice a day. It's also very important that you are in a good mood and willing to praise your dog enthusiastically when it performs well. Never get frustrated with your dog or use harsh physical force to make it perform. If you begin to feel frustrated or angry, stop the sessions immediately. Your pet will never perform well if you can't remain calm and positive. And always end each training session with playtime so that your pet links its training to a favorite activity. Here are 5 easy tricks you can teach your dog. The first is roll over. Put your dog in a down position, then put a treat in your hand and move your hand slowly behind your dog's neck. Your goal is to get your dog to turn its head backwards without standing up. Then, as its head reaches back to sniff the treat, gently roll it over. As soon as your dog rolls over, give it the treat and praise your dog enthusiastically. Repeat the process as you start to roll it over. Say the command, roll. And when it goes completely over, treat it and give praise again. Do this for 5 to 10 minutes. Try again later in the day for another 5 to 10 minute session. Eventually, your pet should understand that the command and the rolling process are directly linked. After your pet rolls over one when asked, you no longer need to offer a treat each time. Always praise your dog when it performs correctly, and don't get frustrated if it doesn't seem to be catching on right away. Stop the session if you can't stay calm and relaxed. The second trick is shake. Teaching a dog to shake hands is generally pretty easy because some dogs naturally raise their paw when asking for a treat. Start by putting your dog in a sit position, then put a treat in your hand and slowly move it towards the ground near the dog's paw. As the dog raises its paw in anticipation, use the verbal cue, shake. Give it the treat, then praise your dog enthusiastically. As you practice this, hold your hand gradually higher, so the dog must raise its paw higher to gain the treat. Your goal is to have the dog raise its paw to chest height. Keep practicing and always use the same paw for training. Eventually, once the dog holds its paw up and on command, you can switch to the other paw. The key here is to use another command such as other, so the dog learns that one command works for its right paw and the other for its left. Once your dog is shaking hands on command, you can start to eliminate the treats and offer happy praise instead. The high five. As your dog masters the shake command, it's a simple matter to teach him to do a high five. Start by working on the shake command, but begin to hold your palm out. And as the dog hits your palm, give the command, high five. Treat and praise your dog immediately. Your goal here is to get the dog to raise its paw as high as possible and to touch your open palm. Next, speak. Encouraging your dog to bark on command is easy if your pet is naturally vocal, but it can take a bit longer to train if your dog is on the quiet side. Start by getting your dog excited by tossing a ball or talking in an excited tone. Then put your dog in a sit position and wave a treat by your dog's nose. Keep waving the treat without letting your dog see it until your dog whines or cries. As soon as your dog makes a sound, reward your dog with the treat. Repeat the process, but use the command speak as your dog begins to make noise. Do not reward your dog until it makes noise. And always tell your dog hush or enough and walk away when you want your dog to stop. If your dog has a tendency to bark excessively, use this trick only when your dog is in a sitting position. Barking at everything that walks by your front window should not be encouraged and should never be rewarded with treats or praise. And dance is the final trick. Although almost any dog can be taught to dance, these smaller breeds are typically easier to train. Getting a St. Bernard up on its hind legs can be challenging, but lively dogs under 40 pounds can quickly learn to cut a rug. Start with your dog in a sitting position and hold a treat in your closed hand near its nose. Slowly lift your hand over and slightly behind the dog's head so the dog looks back and begins to stand on its hind legs. As soon as your dog stands on its hind legs, praise the dog and give it the treat. Repeat the process until your dog stands quickly and sturdily on its back legs. Then begin moving the treat above the dog's head in a small circle. You want your dog to twirl on its hind legs. As soon as the dog begins to step in a circle, use the term dance and offer praise and the treat. Use the treat as bait to get the dog to stand up and turn in a circle. Again, this trick is easier to accomplish with small, agile dogs. Avoid this trick if you have a breed prone to back trouble, such as a Dachshund. There's some more training and tricks. Look at that. Oh, hold on. From Best Friends Animal Society, Reactive Dog, Coping with Reactivity in Dogs by Sherry Woodward, Best Friends Animal Behavior Consultant at Best Friends Animal Society. Some dogs are reactive toward other dogs when they are on a lead. They whine, bark, snarl, growl, or lunge at other dogs. It can be scary or embarrassing and take all the fun out of walking your pup. Dogs can also be reactive toward other things, men, people on skateboards or bikes, cats, or other animals. Reactive dog training. One of the great things about dogs, though, is that they frequently guide us to the best way to address a problem. We just have to remind ourselves that the behavior we object to is not the problem. In fact, it is the dog's solution to a problem. For the dog who is frightened, insecure, or trying to keep other dogs away from his people, whether it's to grab all of their attention for himself or protect them from harm, barking, snarling, and/or lunging are usually successful solutions to the problem. In the dog world, these are distance-increasing behaviors designed to keep the unwanted dog or male person or skateboard away. If the other dog doesn't get it, the people on the end of the leash usually do. They retreat and take their dog with them. Whether your dog is reactive toward other dogs or someone riding a bike, the training technique to eliminate the behavior is the same. You can use the dog's desired outcome, moving away from the other dog or the scary bike, as the reinforcer to teach an alternate behavior. We'll use reactivity toward other dogs to describe the training technique. Begin by setting up structured sessions with the assistance of some helpers. A person with a calm, non-reactive dog on a lead. Here are the steps to follow. With your dog on a leash, approach to the point that your dog notices the other dog but has not yet started to fuss at the other dog. Immediately and calmly say, "Let's go," and walk your dog away from the helper dog. When you're far enough away that your dog can focus on you again, have fun with the dog using praise, toys, and treats. Repeat the exercise a number of times. Approach the other dog and then lead your dog away before he reacts to the other dog, keeping it positive and fun. When your dog begins looking to you in anticipation of moving away at the end of the approach, you can use that behavior, looking away from the other dog, as a cue for moving some distance away. As the dog builds positive experiences with other dogs on leash, you can begin decreasing the distance between the dogs on the approaches. This will be possible because your dog will be more relaxed and more confident in his new solution to the stressful situation. Other tips. While you and your dog are building these new skills into habits, avoid walks where unpredictable encounters may occur. Even after your dog is comfortable on lead around other dogs, be aware that your dog doesn't have to approach and meet every dog who comes your way. Other people may be working on similar challenges with their dogs, and not approaching them may be of great help with their training efforts. You can read a step-by-step training plan for teaching your dog the look at that, L-A-T, technique on the Best Friends website, or you can just listen to this because I have it right here. Look at that, L-A-T, dog training plan, posted on Best Friends resource in their resources section. Why is this useful for your dog to know? Some dogs go ballistic, barking, lunging, and generally freaking out on leash when they see something exciting or scary. Although a lot of dogs display reactive behavior, it can be embarrassing at best and dangerous at worst. Implementing this look at that training plan will help dogs stay calm and safe in those situations. End behavior. The dog will look at the trigger, whatever she is reactive toward, and then look back at the handler. Step 1. Decide on a sound, word, or visual marker that you'll use to indicate to your dog that she's doing something great and a treat will follow. Clickers and a verbal yes or good are popular markers. Step 2. To teach your dog that the marker always means a treat is coming, click the clicker or say the word and then give her a treat immediately. Do this repeatedly until she looks expectantly at you whenever you use the marker. Step 3. Next, with the dog on leash, stand at a distance from the trigger. You should be far enough away that your dog sees her trigger but isn't reacting. As soon as she looks at the trigger, use your marker. She should turn toward you in anticipation of a treat. When she does, give her the treat and repeat 10 to 15 times. If she does not turn towards you, either go back to step two or increase the distance between her and the trigger. Step four, when she consistently looks at her trigger without reacting, test to see if she'll look back at you in anticipation of the marker and treat after she looks at her trigger. If so, mark and then treat. If not, repeat the previous step. Step five, gradually, 1 foot at a time, decrease the distance between your dog and the trigger. Continue using your marker and the treats if she doesn't react. You may have to shift between steps three and four as the distance decreases. If your dog starts reacting, simply increase the distance between her and the trigger until she's no longer upset, and then continue training. Proofing. Proofing means teaching the dog to generalize the behavior in different contexts. It's important to practice LAT often with your dog. When you first start, you will want to practice in the same environment, someplace that is low stress for your dog. If your dog is reactive toward other dogs, make sure that you are practicing with a calm, non-reactive dog as the trigger. Once your dog is consistently doing LAT successfully with the other dog, practice with dogs who are progressively more reactive. Here's a continuum of behavior from non-reactive to reactive. Calm, ignoring your dog. Calm, occasionally looking at your dog. Calm, looking at your dog. Calm, staring at your dog. Pulling toward your dog, barking at your dog, and lunging at your dog. You also want to proof the behavior with different people handling the dog, with different levels of distraction, in different places, with different triggers, such as cars, trucks, men, women. Here are some troubleshooting tips. As mentioned above, when you start training LAT, you'll want to position your dog far enough away from the trigger so that she sees the trigger but doesn't react to it. This is called being under threshold, and it may take a little experimenting to find that place. So start farther away than you think necessary and gradually move closer to the trigger. If your dog is extremely reactive and you can't find a distance from which she won't react, ask your trainer about teaching the cue look indoors first. If a trigger comes upon you unexpectedly when you're training and your dog starts to bark or lunge, say, "Let's go," or do a U-turn, moving away from the trigger until she's no longer upset. Once she's at a distance where she's not reacting, start doing LAT again or ask for behaviors she already knows until you have regained her attention. If you get stuck in any step, stop and take a break. When you try again, go back to the previous step in the plan. If necessary, create intermediate steps with intensity and duration that your dog is comfortable with. Don't rush. Take it at the dog's speed. Keep in mind that it can take time to change deep-seated fears, so be patient. You can download this entire resource by visiting bestfriends.org and look for LAT Dog Training Plan. Also from Best Friends, how to teach a dog to trade. This is a fun one. At one time or another, many of us have been involved in an inadvertent game of keep away, when your dog snatches something and then refuses to give it up. It can be a comical situation, but it can also be frustrating or even dangerous if the dog has grabbed an item that could be harmful to him or others. Dogs who've been taught to trade will happily give up the guarded item for something they can consider more valuable. What's canine resource guarding? Guarding resources like food or toys is a common and natural behavior in many dogs. They do because they're afraid they'll lose the resource in question. Practicing trades can help a dog feel better about having his stuff taken away. Benefits of learning to trade for dogs? Any dog can benefit from learning to trade since it's a multifaceted behavior that has many practical applications in a dog's day-to-day life. Trades are commonly used with dogs who've shown a tendency to guard resources, but you can also use trades to help prevent dogs from guarding resources in the first place. In addition, trading is a safe way for people to play fetch with dogs who are either enthusiastic about grabbing for a toy or who are reluctant to drop the toy once they have brought it back. you can implement a simple version of trading by having multiples of the same toy, such as tennis balls, and offering a new toy each time the dog returns from fetching one. Steps for teaching the dog to trade. First, you'll need a low-volume item, something that the dog has not shown any signs of guarding. It can be a toy he doesn't much care for, or an item that he's never shown interest in, such as a book. You'll also need a large supply of high-value treats, such as bits of chicken, hot dog, or cheese. Step two, with a leash, tether the dog to a door or sturdy place and place the low-volume item within its reach. While the goal is to work at the level at which the dog feels safe and comfortable, tethering creates a way for you to move away from the dog if he shows any resource guarding. Step three, offer your dog some high-value treats. As he is eating the high-value treats, move the low-value item. If he shows interest in you taking away the low-value item, try making a trail of treats leading away from the item. Step four, in this step, trade is simultaneous. Offer the dog high-value treats in one hand while removing the low-value item with your other. Step five, approach the dog, remove the low-value item, and then offer the treats. Step six, practice the above steps with a variety of items that the dog hasn't shown any signs of guarding. You want to work your way up gradually to more valuable items. Step seven, to help the dog understand that trading can be done anywhere and with anyone, practice in different places and with different people, starting with step two for each new location or person. The more you practice, the quicker the dog should be able to progress through each step. And step five, the adage, use it or lose it, applies here. So practice trading often to maintain the dog's new skill. And working with a trainer, if the dog shows any serious guarding behavior, stop the training sessions and find a force-free, rewarding-based dog trainer with whom you can work. And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thank you for listening, and please join me next time. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.